Hello, this is Aaron, Family First.
Hello.
Hi. This card was left at my door.
Who are you?
The card was left at my door. It said, call ASAP. It has the name Raymond on it.
Raymond?
Yeah.
What's your name?
Leslie.
Leslie what?
Lane.
Leslie Lang. Are you a client of Family First or a caregiver?
No, I am not.
And somebody named Raymond left the
card. Yes, that's the name on the card. That's the name on your card here. Yes.
Is it imprinted or somebody write Raymond on the card?
It's actually written.
Oh, yeah, because my name is Aaron Jenkins, not Raymond. So, and this is my cell phone number. So,
okay.
Sure. Yeah, I'm not sure why there's a Raymond.
right.
Yeah, I have no idea. So that sounds something false. Like somebody may have put the card, or yeah, I don't know why that is. If it's my, because if it's
like somebody wrote their name on the card that they seen in my door or something. You know?
Yeah, that's odd to me. Where are you located?
Right, that is crazy. Excuse me.
Are you located in Philly?
Yes.
Located in Philly. You're not affiliated with Family First.
No.
Somebody left the card. And the card, now on that card, is it my name and number on the card?
Yes, it's imprinted. It's an official card, but then written in, you know, in pen is another phone number, which I called first before I called the number on the card. It said they're not taking except the calls at this time. Yeah, it's written out in blue ink. The name. That is a little eerie for me right now.
Yeah. It's probably somebody that she just had the car, and I don't know why they had it in your doorway, but most likely maybe somebody had my business card. Maybe whoever it is actually works for Family First and somehow put that is odd. Because I would only reason you would have my card is if you were a client of ours or a caregiver.
Right.
That's it. For a prospective client.
Okay.
So, yeah, I don't know. I have no idea.
Okay.
But
by the good graces of God, this is what I do. Are y'all hiring? That's why it took me for a little
hiring.
I was like, oh, wow, God sent me. Stop.
So, I mean, we always hiring for caregivers. You can never have enough. We have a national database of caregivers. So, but you never can have enough good caregivers because they're hard to come by. So we're always hiring now. Hiring is not synonymous with you start immediately because we have to have a case open for you.
Right, I understand that. Right.
Yeah, your availability, flexibility, and things of that nature. So in terms of hiring, we're always hiring. So that's not, you know, that's not an issue. And you've done home care previously.
Yes. Yes, for years. I say off and on for the past 20 years, honestly.
Okay.
Yep.
All right. Sure, you can. The employment application can be sent out to you.
Okay, that would be great. And I have teenagers, so I'm very flexible.
Okay. It'll be.
Yeah, I'm just getting over home fire, so excuse me. Go ahead.
Application.
Me and my children just had a home fire, so I'm just getting back on my feet after a whole year. So, you know, I that is a godsend, kind of. But it's a little airy now, but excuse me, go ahead.
Yeah. And what area of the city do you live in?
North Philly.
Okay. All right, so I'll send you the application, W-2, direct deposit. Competency test. You'll have to also get a TB test. So we have to have that. State of Pennsylvania requires.
Already got it. Yeah, I was looking into something else. I just got it maybe a month or two ago. I got my PPD and my physical already.
All right. We'll see if we can use it if it's within the last 30 days. But normally we have to have a new one for us, for the state, when we get audited.
Oh, okay.
Now, I will say one of the things that can expedite your process, like hiring is not the issue. One of the things that can expedite the process for you to have a case would be if you know
Exactly. I usually come in with somebody, like I said, my last person just fell through. So I have no one on the horizons at the moment. Right.
If you did, then you would qualify for a sign-on bonus.
Right.
That would be, instead of us finding a caregiver for a client, you would come attached. So after 30 or 60 days, you qualify for a sign-on bonus. But regardless, you can still be hired. Let me, 13 members. Oh, okay. All right, I'm going to send, this is from HHA, Brian Foster. All right, I'm going to send you the application packet, the employment packet, and you can fill out, what is your email?
CHAMESHA 312dog@gmail.com.
Okay. Kamisha 312. Okay.
312dog@gmail.com.
Yep. All right. Family first. Employee packet. All right, I just sent you the links for the employee packet. When you get a chance, you can fill those out.
Okay.
And once done, once that's done, you can give us your availability in terms of time frame, location, things of that nature. And if we have we got a client for you that matches, then you're good to go.
Okay.
All right.
Like I said, I have teenagers, so, I'm pretty flexible. Everybody over 15. So, yeah. Okay.
All right. Yeah, fill that out and let me know when it's completed.
Okay. Thank you. Right. You have a blessed day. Thank you so much.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right. Bye-bye.